USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says American energy is becoming dominant in the world. The president was speaking in Iowa and touted energy production of corn-based ethanol fuel.
As a candidate for president, I pledge to support our ethanol industry and to fight for the American farmer like no president has ever fought before. And we're winning these fights. And you're great patriots, I will tell you. We're winning these fights.
A resolution passed in the House to authorize committee chairs to take the administration to court to enforce subpoenas that are not honored. Former White House counsel Don McGahn recently ignored a subpoena to testify and provide documents related to special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. A final look at your numbers on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 14 points to close at 26,048. The NASDAQ fell 1 point to 78,23. And the S&P also lost 1 point. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Republicans and Dems spar at a U.S. Senate hearing on border security. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Acting Chief of the Homeland Security Department Kevin McAleen and warning about an unprecedented crisis at the southern border at a Senate hearing where he said President Trump is doing his best to tackle the problem.
The administration is doing everything within our power to secure the border and restore integrity to our immigration system, including new agreements with Mexico and Guatemala designed to reduce the flow reaching the U.S. border.
Blaming what he calls gaps and weaknesses in U.S. immigration law, McAleen says government border facilities are overflowing and resources are being stretched to the limit. Democrat Dick Durbin said the president's immigration policies have failed and the border's less secure than it was when Trump first took office. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Investigators in New York City are working to find out why a helicopter crashed on the roof of a building, killing the pilot on Monday afternoon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Oregon became the most recent state to say that the state's electoral votes will reflect the will of the nation, not just the people of Oregon. Now, they sent that bill to the governor's desk, and she's expected to sign it. Many people believe that this is just another way to get rid of the Electoral College and go to a popular vote system, to which Trent England, director of Save Our States, tells Fox News that's really not the way to go about things.
Well, that's what a lot of people want. They want to do away with our republic. They want more direct democracy. And, you know, let's face it, a lot of this whole push for a national popular vote is partisan sour grapes, right? I mean, these are blue states. They're upset with the 2016 election, and they're trying to change the rules rather than to reach out and win back part of middle America, which they, you know, which is the reason why they lost the last election. They've lost a lot of support in the heartland of our country.
Now, regarding a popular vote, one of the other things you hear is this way every vote matters and there's no such thing as swing states, to which England replies,
well, yeah, it's really silly to claim that if you change the rules, somehow every voter is going to see the exact same number of commercials and get the exact same number of postcards. I mean, that's just not how it works, right? When candidates run, they have pollsters, they have strategists, they slice and dice up the electorate in all kinds of different ways. And, you're right, Brian, they want to change the rules to benefit
right.
them. It is not going to result in candidates hearing more or voters hearing more from the candidates.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.